Okay, so we learned last time that the Vilna Gaon's Pshat in Baruch, the Vilna Gaon's and the Rambam Lashon's Pshat in Baruch is that Baruch is not thou shalt be blessed, but rather it's a tefillah, Baruch Ata. We're asking for Hashem to be mischaber himself to the Bria and be mamshech the Hashpa of Lamaila to the Bria. So we say Baruch Atash, and we're talking to you, Hashem. Please bring down your Hashpa and connect to the world in the way that we connect it to the Ata. And we say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is when Hashem connects up to connects over here. So Baruch Atash Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and then we say Bam. Shak on the Abedvaroi, we talk to the third person, we bring down the Shpa from over there. Okay. So that's very good when it comes to Baruch. What does Amen mean? What does Amen mean?
Affirmation.
So Amen, so Shia, who's sitting here with me, fell right into the trap. And he said Amen is an affirmation. What affirmation means? Affirmation means I'm saying it's true. It's true. I am affirming that what you said is true. Zokt the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Amen lechavin. The kavanah you're supposed to have in amen. Hapirs halavai sheyakein. It's not an affirmation. Affirmation means yes, it's true. Halavai sheyakein means amen is also a tefillah. Amen is saying. Not that it is true, but that it should be true. I also want it to happen. And he brings it right from Chazal. Mashbia ani ve'omar amen. That a woman makes an amen and applies a shvua. Now, amen b'lay kavana, amar shalei motza shum zchus. And you have to have kavana when you say amen. So there's three parts to this Reb Chaim. One is his pshat and amen. One is that he brings a raya from the Gemara over there. And the third one is that you have to have kavana. So now, legabi the first thing, I want to make a gevaldika deher. Okay? What he's saying is, there's a big machlokes in the place. What does amen mean? It's really a Gemara. The Gemara says amen means three things. The Gemara in Shavuos says that Amen means three things. It means Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Amen is Boi Shavua, Boi Kabbalos Dvarim, Boi Ha'amonas Dvarim. So Rashi says Amen is a Shavua. Ha'ina Amen Achar Shavua is like a Motzi Shavua Mipiv. It's a Kabbalos Dvarim, which means Ha'im L'chaver Amonash Tiskayim L'tanai. Amen is Kibel. Ha'amonas Dvarim is Rosh Yiyah. Amen means I want it to be, and it should be, and I agree that it is. So it's an affirmation. So it's an affirmation. No, a lot of the mafarshim say that whichever kavanah you have depends on what the bracha is. If the bracha is a bakasha, so you're saying chazan says chayne nadas, then it means yeah, it should technically be chayne nadas. Yes, halvat. But if you say on a shevach v'haydaya, so you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel HaKadosh. So then you're not asking that it should be. You're saying I agree that it is. So Birkas Shevach, the Amen says I agree. A Birkas Bakasha would mean that not agree that it should that it should be that way. That's how some of Farshim learn. The Vilna Gaon is learning. It's always a bakasha. So the question is, when it's always the bakasha, if you're saying Birkas Shevach. So Zogin the Mefarshim Azoy, unbelievable. That according to the Gra, the Amen is not going back on the bakasha. The Amen is going back on the word Baruch, and it's Lashitase from the Shir last week. That means when you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem, you say Hashem, you should be a source, you should be mashpia and connect to the world and create a source of hashpah to the world. Elokeinu melech, when you are the melech and you're constantly mashpia into the world. I want you, please be mashpia to the world. And based on that, I'm being mashabech you for what you've done. Even the Shevach Ma'idah starts off with a baruch, which is a bakasha. So according to the Goyim, the Amen is not going back on the specific bracha. It's going back on the baruch. So you say, baruch ata Amen. Amen. It should be, you're saying, Hashem, please, be baruch ata. Bring down your bracha. Make connect to the world, be mashpia, and in context of that, we're mashabeach you. So in that case, we add on, amen shalvashi yakin. When I also want it to become like that, I also want it to be a bracha. Now, therefore, if you want to add a beautiful kinesh. We may learn about this next time. So we may learn about this next time. Let's not mention it now. So therefore, the Baruch is going, the Amin is a continuation of the Baruch. Now the Gros said over here, Ukezeb debre chazal, mashbiya ani v'amar Amin. A Kohen makes a Shavua to the Saita, and the Saita says, Amin, it's like she was Makabel. It's like she was mekabel to Shavua. The Shaila is, so then Amen is not saying it should be, because what does it do with Shavua? So the answer is that the touch of the word Amen doesn't mean it should be. The touch of the word Amen is, I also am doing what you're doing. If the person is making a Shavua, the grains bring a rile like this. If the person makes a Shavua and you say Amen, what you're doing is you're connecting to the word and you're saying, well, if you're being Mashbiya, I agree to the Shavua, and I also want to make the Shavua work. So I'm connecting to the Shavua and be mamshichet, right there. So therefore, it says again, the person before me made a baruch and said, baruch ata Hashem, you are mashpia to the world, and you, I want you to be mashpia to the world. Now when I connect to that, I'll baruch, and I say, amen, bring the bracha further down in the world. Right? So the... that's the Geroz Raya, that Amen is continuing the bracha process. Now, what does it mean? Godla Mavarech Yosem and Aina Amen. Godla Aina Amen Yosem and Mavarech. So, according to this, it's very good because the guy that said the Baruch, he started the process. Now, Hashem, bring down the Yashpan to the world. But the guy that's Amen said, everything, I agree with everything you said, plus more. So, he's adding more to the bracha than what the original bracha was doing. The Amin is not just I agree, because if it's just I agree, why would Gadol on the bar? Why would Gadol Amin Yosef in the bar? But if the Aina Amin is really taking everything that was said before him, really taking everything that was said before him, and he's being taking it and starkening it, then in a way very stark, you could hear that the Gadol Aina Amin. Yoiser min halevarech. The way the this idea, by the way, in the sefer they bring down that the leshem learns this pshat in amen. That it means both, you know. But the yisoida it's going back on the baruch. Omrim yesh oid kavana shnei b'milas amen hu halavai b'nei al derech tefila bakasha. And he brings a rai from Sefer Melachim. V'yan b'niyo v'yomer amen ken yomar Hashem. V'yomer yomer amen ken yasa Hashem. V'lachein amr zokten l'Hashem. God lo ha'ina amen yosem in a mavarech. That's pshat and God lo ha'ina amen yosem in a mavarech. That the person who says amen is greater than the mavarech himself. Ki v'brocha sheh v'loshen baruch ata haru raka latikon asher hu me'atzmoy u'mil malu l'mata. Okay, so he's saying... What the Amin is doing is that the process has to boomerang back. That basically you want to bring the Ashpa down in the world, and then the Ashpa accomplishes something, goes back up and gets more. So you're starting that process of bringing it back up. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that's what he says. Okay? Fine. And I still want to, he added another halacha here and said that it's not good to say amen without a kavana, so I want to talk about that. And then another finish that comes out from his shita. Okay? That was quick. That was a big yisod.
First, I never said amen in my life.
What?
That's fair to say I've never said amen in my life.
Right. It's we may all realize that we've never really said amen before. But that's what we're learning now. Never too late. Shkayach.
Shkayach.